I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. One of my favorite winter vegetables is leeks. These non-bulbing onion family plants have a mild flavor, are easy to grow, and are beautiful in the garden. Of course, I'm not growing any leeks in late January, but I am thinking about them. They freeze really well, and we're still making delicious potato leek soups this winter. But also I'm thinking of leeks because soon I'll be starting their seeds. Leeks need a good 8 to 10 weeks of indoor growing before transplanting in early spring. So if you're planting in mid to late April in your area, you'll need to start seeds in February. Try different varieties of leeks to stagger your harvest. King Richard is a summer leek maturing in late July. Megaton is an early fall leek that matures in September. Tadorna is a late leek that matures from October into winter. When growing leek seedlings, give them a haircut every few weeks to encourage stronger root growth and add a little organic liquid fertilizer at the same time. When transplanting outdoors, take a cue from the English. On loose, well-drained, compost-rich soil, use a dibble to poke a narrow hole 6 to 8 inches deep into the soil and about 6 to 8 inches apart in a row. Drop your leek seedling into the hole and backfill it. This will encourage the stalk to naturally blanch so you get more of that white stalk that's mild, tender, and tasty. Harvest leeks at any stage for eating, though. Clean them by cutting the leek lengthwise, then chopping it into small pieces. Float the pieces in cold water, agitating it, and letting the soil drop to the bottom. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about houseplant pests. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.